Welcome to Hypothesis with Bevan Findlay. We're exploring the powerful healing potential of cannabis and other plant medicine. On each episode, Bevan dives into the latest research and stories from the world of cannabis, the history and evolution of the plant, to groundbreaking research on its therapeutic effects. He interviews medical cannabis experts and practitioners, civil rights activists and scientists, and everyday people benefiting from cannabis plant medicine. Join Bevan as he seeks to uncover the truth about the healing potential of cannabis and its ability to improve the lives of millions worldwide.
All right. Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for joining. My name is Bevan with me, Mayor. I appreciate you all continue to support us. And tonight, I'm excited. Anthony Mijares, I hope I pronounced it right, with Old Manchester. He's been a supporter of mine for the past few years, and I'm so glad because I love mushrooms, and I'm excited to talk about mushrooms. I know for me, it's I've tried it. It's been a wonderful experience, helping me not just spiritually, but mentally. And we know the shift has happened here in the States. Colorado, right? If I'm not mistaken, has finally passed a law. There's other states that are looking into it, like Washington, Oregon. I know D.C. is looking into it as well. And so we've got to talk about the conversation. And for me, I like being where the thing is at happening before it does. So thank you, Anthony, for joining us. Welcome. And please let everyone know your name and a little more about your background.
So my name is Anthony Mijares. I am a veteran. I did 8 years as an Army combat medic. So I did several tours overseas, combat and non-combat. A couple years ago, I started Old Manchester Hemp, providing exotic CBD flower, organic flower, and we have a grow facility here in Richmond, indoors, 7,000 square feet, and we got a little dispensary that we sell a lot of our products out of. Bevan, it's always awesome to kind of team up with you and do some of these Q&As, and you're putting out some great content and context, and I always love to be a part of it. So I appreciate the invite today to talk on a specialty product and plant medicine that I love. And I've introduced you to some of our products, and I'm grateful that we're having this conversation today.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So how long have you been into mushrooms? And can you tell us a little more about your background when it comes to mushrooms?
So I've been into mushrooms probably since the early 99, 98 is when I kind of got introduced to them on a recreational level. When I lived in Florida, we used to go party as kids and go out to the cow pastures and pick mushrooms that were going around cow patties and stuff. And that was kind of the first introduction that I got about recreational use of psilocybin, which are the hallucinogenic mushrooms. And, it wasn't until about 3 years ago that I started kind of being reintroduced on a medical level. As a veteran, we're always trying to find ways to better ourselves. The VA hospital kind of does a small part of it, but also the VA hospital kind of doesn't give us all these plant medicines to be able to have options to do self-healing. And so my journey started about three years ago. I got introduced to psilocybin on a microdose level. And when I speak about microdose, that's under a gram. It's a minor part where you're just not getting high. You feel the medical benefits. So it's kind of uplifting, happy, just kind of depending on the genetics that you're taking, just like cannabis. And then there's macrodosing where that's, you're taking more than a gram, 2 to 3 grams. And that's where you hallucinate and kind of get visuals and you kind of take your spiritual journey. And then there's the Superman doses where you're taking 5 grams and above. And those are at a different level where you're almost, with God at that circumstance and trying to figure out your inner being and who you are and, what that journey is for you in life and finding the meaning of life. So there's all these different phases of of taking psilocybin, which, you know, I've been privy to and started to understand and get more involved educating myself and educating others. There is also other psychedelics out there, such as peyote, mescaline. There's also ketamine, LSD, MDMA. You know, there's all these other type of psychedelics that are coming out to help with PTSD or any type of traumatic experiences or even physical pain as well. So it's great to kind of be in this new journey of the what they've been calling the shroom boom. So yeah, I've been really involved in, you know, 3 years ago, it was just kind of starting this journey and then really getting in depth and just kind of seeing where I could take it myself and to help others.
That's cool. That's cool. Do you find it work, better for that the mental health compared to cannabis?
Wow. That's, I wouldn't say better. I would say, I mean, to me, mushrooms and cannabis are much alike. One, on both aspects, we're barely touching the top of both plant medicines, you know, understanding it, you know, just like cannabis has its trifecta with its flavonoids, its THC, its terpenes, and mushrooms kind of has that effecta as well with their alkaloids. They also have terpenes as well, you know, so, you know, it. And there's all these different types of fungi out there, just like cannabis. There's all these different types of strains. There's all these different types of species of mushrooms that are out there. And each one has a different effect, just like cannabis. A different strain can make you feel uplifting, just like there's a certain type of mushroom that can make you feel uplifting. So, you know, to me, it's not better. I think they work very well together. But it's also figuring out what works for you, just like cannabis. Like, you can't just smoke any cannabis and get the medical benefits of it. You know, you have to look for what's going to work for your body, or, you know, a certain type of terpene that may affect you in a positive and negative way. Same thing with psilocybin. You know, there is certain mushrooms that can affect you in a negative or positive way. It may bring your anxiety up. It may bring your anxiety down. It may make you happy that day. It may make you feel more depressed, depending on how you're feeling. So it just works just like cannabis. But if you figure out what is good for you, it can be definitely beneficial for you. You know, for me, you know, there are certain type of strands that help me with my PTSD. So for me, it kind of brings me not to be so much introverted. You know, I don't have the anxiety. I feel a little bit better. Little things don't bother me too much. You know, I can exercise much better. Physical pain goes away, you know, and it's just kind of those little nuances that help me, that psilocybin has helped me. And I'm still figuring out that journey, you know, even though I've been on 3 years of this, I'm still figuring out new strands and how they're helping me and new possibilities that I never saw before. So, and just like cannabis, I'm finding new strands. I'm like, wow, this one really helps me. So, you know, it's not that psilocybin is better than cannabis. I think they work great together. So that's kind of my take on it.
Oh, that's amazing. I know that we have so many different plants out here that's able to help us heal ourselves, right? Do you know offhand, like COVID, we know there's a ton of different strains for cannabis. Do you know if there's like maybe 10 or 15 or 20, or is there hundreds of different options when it comes to psilocybin mushrooms?
Oh yeah, I think there's right now 150 different types, but I think there's way more than that as far as that psilocybin that contain the alkaloid psilocybin. Now there's way more than that. So, you know, fungi has been around the longest out of anything in the world, right? You know, and we are more aligned as humans to fungi than we are to any other type of living aspect in the world. So we're mostly a part of mushrooms. And that's kind of the wild part about it. You know, they have this whole interchangeable way where they communicate with each other under the ground. And it's pretty wild. There's a show called Fungi on Netflix, where it explains a lot of this inner system where how they work with each other. And it's a great educational show on how fungus works. So, you know, and that's the great thing about this is like, there's so many other mushrooms that are out there that have not been tapped into, just like cannabis. There's so many other strains that are out there that we have barely even tapped into, right? So, you know, that's kind of the amazing part of the psilocybin and the mushroom world as well.
Yeah, that's amazing, because for me, I look at, based on my research over the years, that fungi and mushrooms rule the world, right? It's the communication of the earth via the soil. All that mycelium, they see all the different, like the wide roots and things like that. When I first started learning, I thought I was just roots until I really learned, like just like you said, that video on Netflix. It's a wonderful, I can't remember the gentleman's name, Paul. He's in the Pacific Northwest. He's that's a go-to guy I know when it comes to mushrooms.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just in Miami 3 weeks ago for a conference called Microdose. And the series was called Wonderland. And I got to meet Paul Stammen. He was actually staying at the same hotel I was, got to take some pictures with them, got to kind of meet with them and conversate. But yeah, he's pretty much the god of mushrooms. And, you know, to be able to conversate with him, it was just an amazing thing. You know, and to get a better understanding of how psilocybin works and the products that he's coming up with, it's just amazing. And they had all sorts of other speakers there, like Reggie Watts, Hamilton from Hamilton's Pharmacopoeia. Who else? They had the guys who had made the movie How to Change Your Mind, which is a great introduction to psychedelics. And one of the topics they speak about is psilocybin. And it talks about how certain people had healed themselves through psilocybin. There was some other people, what was it? Have a Good Trip, which is also on Netflix, where it interviews a lot of celebrities and how their psychedelic adventures went and how it helped them. So, yeah, it was a great conference. It's probably one of the best conferences that I've been to so far when it comes to psychedelics.
Yeah, that's great. It feels like cannabis starting all over again. We had to go to conference and learn. And then as time goes on, it's just everywhere. So I have a question that's been on my mind, right? Because cannabis, I know how to dose. I can look at a plant and I know, okay, this is 8, right? 2.5 grams in a jar just by looking at it. But when it comes to mushrooms, it's a little different. Is there any way you can explain to us in easy format to understand how, like, a gram is, like when we look at like is it just a cap or the stem of the plant?
Yeah, so that's kind of the difficult part with mushrooms, because there's so many different types of fungi that are out there. Each fruit can have a different strain of psilocin or psilocybin. So let me explain that, the difference. So when you eat a mushroom, it's psilocin. Once it goes through your body, it processes through your liver and you get psilocybin. That's kind of what makes you have a hallucinogenic state, or either that's where you get the medical benefits from it. Just like cannabis, it starts as THCA. Once you light it on, once you add heat to it, and then the carboxylize, and then it turns into THC, right? And that's where you get high. So the same instance kind of works with psilocybin. But to go back to your question, I mean, that's very hard to tell. You can, of course, weigh it out, what a gram is. But what I always tell people is start low, start like less than a quarter of a gram, see how you feel. And after about an hour, hour and a half, if you feel like you can go up higher, go up higher. I do not recommend taking high doses, like 1 to 2 grams, like right off the bat, because you don't know what genetics that is. And you don't know how much psilocin's in there. There's also other alkaloids that are in there that make you hallucinate, but you don't know how your body's going to react. So that's why I tell people, you know, if you're wanting to go on this journey, start at a quarter of a gram and see how you feel, and then go from there. You're on mute.
Yeah, that was awesome. I've never had trips, but I know one of the first time I took it, I went to went hiking in LA and up in the mountains and side the cliff. Things I probably would never do if I wasn't using mushrooms and cannabis. But it really opened me up to like have the experience of things I will never do, because like you said, a lot of us are introverts, right? We don't like going out. And being able to have these plants here that, and that's helping us get out and mingle and interact with other people is wonderful. So everybody keeps telling me that the black, I guess it's a black mushroom, is one the rarest form. Is that true?
I'm not too sure. You know, a lot of the saying is the bluer the ink that comes out, or psilocin, the bluer the mushroom, the higher the potency is. I mean, that's kind of all hearsay at the end of the day. But yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of some black mushrooms. I'd be kind of scared to take those.
So blue, okay, because I heard it. Everybody talking is called truffles, right? So
the, Yeah, the truffles. Yep. I've heard of those. Yes. I haven't taken those yet. Yeah. So you took the truffle, and what happened?
I've never done it. This is what people tell me. They said if you want to find a really well defined mushroom, truffles are the ones everybody look for, right? Yeah. So and it says, like you said, the darker the color is more important. So these are some of the things I've never gotten there yet. Hopefully, you know, as time goes on, I'll be able to experience more. Yeah. And especially as countries are legalizing. But I have tried, besides the mushroom itself, I've tried a tincture, and I've tried capsules that was compressed, right? Yep. Can you go a little more in depth about different options that you know of?
Yeah, so, you know, the market's really changing right now. And since kind of the shroom boom, you know, if we talk about, let's talk about functional mushrooms first. You know, functional mushrooms are legal mushrooms like lion's mane, cordyceps, turkey tail, chaga, and the list goes on. You know, those don't contain psilocybin. Those have tons of medical benefits. You know, lion's mane is great for memory. Cordyceps is great for an uplifting feeling like a coffee. Turkey tail and chaga are great for, you know, analgesic effects, resting. So all these types of functional mushrooms have tons of medicinal benefits. And then those types of mushrooms, you know, they come in tinctures, they come in gummies, they come in strips, they come in powders, capsules, you know. So there's all different types of products that I've seen them come out. Coffees, you know, that's been a new one that's come out with for functional mushrooms. You know, and that's kind of what I've seen on that aspect. Now, when it comes to psilocybin, you know, where the market is legal in certain states or municipalities, like let's for instance, California, the whole state is not legal, but it's legal. It's decriminalized in LA, you know, or either DC, it's decriminalized, but the whole state of Washington or that whole area is not decriminalized, right? And so, you know, states like Colorado, which just became legal, Oregon, which just is legal as well. And then those states products have been coming out. So you'll find the most popular ones are chocolate bars, right? Everybody's starting to see the psilocybin chocolate bars. I think one brand that I've kind of seen very popular is the One Ups. And gummies have been starting to be popular now, are starting to really come out for the psilocybin market. But after that, there really hasn't been too much finished products. You know, there has been some tinctures and of course the capsules, but after that, like the market's still very new. And also like extracting from mushrooms is different from extracting like cannabis, because they work off alkaloids. There's really no oils that you're distilling out of. So it's kind of different on what they're going to make as far as finished products, right? So what, like I said, what I've seen is just kind of a very new and entry level products as finished products goes.
That's cool, because I have chocolate. I've tried chocolate as well, which is really good. Whenever I take, no matter which form, and I've talked to other people around me who've done the same, most of us, our stomach hurts after like 20 to 30 minutes, right, before we feel effects. Is that something normal that you know of? Does that happen to you as well?
Yeah. So a lot of times people have an allergic reaction to psilocybin or psilocin. So there's two parts to this, or my two theories. So mushrooms are made of chitin. Chitin is like what's in seashells. It's what's in your nails. you know, so it's an protective layer over mushrooms to protect them. So our body doesn't process chitin, you know, whenever you eat it, chew it, that's what's going to come out of you. It doesn't process it. So it has a hard time doing that. So that's one theory why people get upset, our stomach gets upset. And then, like I said, also people have an allergic reaction to the psilocybin on that effect with their stomach, where they're just having a hard time with it. So that is a normal, I shouldn't say a normal, but it is a reaction that is a lot of people have. So, you know, a lot of times they'll tell to get the most effect, you'll take on an empty stomach. But at sometimes you'll have a little bit of adverse reaction to that.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Because some people say they have them. I've another people tell me, hey, turn into a tea. That might help with stomach as well. So we're just curious because I love to learn. And I want to make sure that it's not just me. So where do you see the industry is going over the next 3 to 5 years?
Yeah, so this is very exciting, you know, with the mushroom aspect, whether if it's functional or psilocybin mushrooms. I definitely see a lot more states opening up and municipalities opening up. You know, Texas just passed a medical bill for veterans to use psilocybin or psychedelics. I know here in Virginia, we're working on a medical bill as well to help for veterans as well for medical research using psilocybin and other psychedelics. So I definitely see more states coming along. Oregon is going to be one of the very first states where they're actually going to have medical facilities to where they can go dose and also pick up mushrooms. I don't see us for a while having psilocybin dispensaries, right? It's not like cannabis dispensaries where you can go in and just pick these different types of shrooms. I think that's going to be a while before a lot of states catch on to this, but it's going to start off more medical, just like the cannabis industry did. You know, a lot of it was just very medical for a while before it started opening up for recreational sales. And I feel it's going to be the same way with psilocybin. But, you know, there's plenty of other types of fungi out there that are good for you. Like I said, the functional mushrooms. There is also another mushroom that's out there that's called the Amanita. And actually, Amanita has been around for a very long time. We just didn't know what the name of it was. So do you remember the Smurfs?
Yeah.
You know, the houses that they lived in, you know, those are the red caps with the white dots, you know, those are called Amanitas. The same things on the Mario Brothers, you know, the mushroom that they eat, those are called Amanitas, you know. So Amanitas have been around for a while. We just didn't know what they were actually called. We just called them mushrooms, right? So those are actually legal in 48 states. Louisiana is one of the states where it's illegal. But they contain an alkaloid called muscimol. It doesn't contain psilocybin. And at a certain dose, when you eat these mushrooms, you can have psychedelic effects. But they're also great medicinally as well. You know, I've been taking them for the past probably coming up on a year for microdosing, and they've been really great for me. And so I've got some examples here. So this is kind of a dried example.
Nice. Are they as strong as regular psilocybin?
Yeah, they can be. Yes, they can be. It does have a little bit of a different effect than regular psilocybin, but they're pretty close. They're pretty close that I've been doing the testing for over a year. Here's another one. These are actually called pantherinas. They're a little bit more potent than these. These are called the Amanita muscaras, and these are the Amanita panteras. So the darker ones are a little bit more potent than these. So yeah, you can actually sell these. And there's just been a limited supply because it's not many resources here in the States that sell these, but they're actually legal. You can make finished products. I do not recommend anybody going out and looking for these and picking these and eating these because, you know, there is a certain way where you have to prepare these. If not, you can get very sick. So most of the stuff that I buy is already prepared and it's ready to go for consumption. But like I said, you need to do your research. You know, and that's with anything as well, even with cannabis, right? You got to do your research and see what's good for you. I can just tell you on my experiences and, you know, a couple of colleagues that I've helped out. But I definitely see that the market is changing and what they're calling the shroom boom is definitely picking up. So I definitely see her within the next year to 2 years that, you know, you'll see a lot of sales in this area. So if somebody's wanting to get into it for helping other people and selling some of these products, you know, definitely the time is now. And learning more about these products, because I definitely see it in a couple of years that, you know, these will be all over.
Yes. Speaking of sales, let's say somebody like me love mushrooms and we want to get in the industry just like cannabis. Say, hey, I see the mushroom industry is blossoming over the next, you know, 5 to 10 years. Any recommendations where to start? Because I know some people want to, maybe like, just like cannabis, may want to start growing. But is there any way you say, hey, this is where I recommend you starting?
Yeah. I mean, it all, just like cannabis, like, where do you want to start? Like, there's so many parts into this industry, especially ancillary parts, you know, substrate, spores. Spores are kind of like the seeds of cannabis to grow your mushrooms. You know, growing, you can easily grow at home. You can buy all-in-one kits at, you know, online, or either come into my store here at Old Manchester. We have some all-in-one grow kits, or you can buy them online and, you know, start practicing at home. If you're wanting to buy finished products, as far as functional mushrooms, you can definitely buy those online, but definitely do your research on what you're buying and, you know, making sure you can read the lab reports, just like we get COAs with our cannabis. There is lab reports with mushrooms. So you want to make sure that there's, you know, no mold, no metals, all that kind of good stuff, no pesticides. But yeah, you can buy finished products and sell those as well. Now, if you're in states where it is legal to sell, legal to have psilocybin, they haven't set up any regulations on selling it yet. Oregon's going to be the first state to actually be able to have licenses to grow a process and also to have a medical facility so that people can microdose. So that's the only state as far as right now. I think the next state is going to be Colorado that is going to be setting that up. But I think it's going to be another year before they have that going.
Okay, cool. Thanks for that. You mentioned that people can buy in your store. So if I come out and buy products, like any recommendations, like how to grow at home, can I grow indoors, you know, like a tent, like I do cannabis, or in my backyard, in my garden, like what are your recommendations or thoughts on this?
Yeah, so, you know, definitely growing any type of functional mushroom can be grown indoor and outdoor. We do have kits for lion's mane. If you're wanting to grow outdoor, there's plenty of wood-loving mushrooms such as turkey tail that can grow on certain types of wood. You know, you just really have to do your research on what you're wanting to grow. If you're wanting to grow psilocybin, you want to make sure that you're growing in the state that you're allowed to produce that. You know, Virginia, unfortunately, we're not able to do that legally. But if you're wanting to grow mushrooms, you can grow mushrooms indoor. So there's different types of mushrooms. We carry all different types of spores and we can help you on growing functional mushrooms. Psilocybin, we can't really give you much information other than you could use it for educational purposes, such as the spores that you can purchase and you can check for microscopic educational, or either if you're part of a church that has a ritual license to use psychedelics, then we can kind of sell you spores. But if you don't really have those, I can't really guide you too much in the state of Virginia. You know, now if we're in Oregon or Colorado, then I could definitely give you guidance. But, you know, here, there's plenty of information online. MAPS is a great starting point to learn about functional mushrooms and psychedelics. And then there's plenty of people online like Willie Maiko. He's a great person to follow. He gives tons of tips. You know, there's all sorts of people online, just like cannabis, that can show you how to grow.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Man, that was a lot of information. So where can everybody find you at Old Manchester, and where can they find you?
Yeah, so you can hit me up online. You can go to Old Manchester website, Old Manchester. OldManchesterHemp.co. You can send us a message there. You can hit me up on Instagram, AnthonyM80. And then I'm also on social. Have you found out about Burner's new new social media platform?
No, I have not.
Yes. Oh, man. Okay, you're about to hear it now then. So Burner just released a new platform, and he's basically saying F you to Instagram. It's called the Social Club. So you can go on there. You can post all your beautiful plants or fungi on there. It's pretty much an open platform. You can definitely meet with other growers, other people who are in dispensaries, and it's called the Social Club. And it's very much set up like Instagram, but like I said, you don't have anybody, you know, putting you down saying, I got fire cannabis, check out my gelato, you know, and posting a picture of your gelato. But if y'all guys want to check it out, it's called Social Club. It's good on Instagram. I mean, on Android and iPhone. And if you want to look for me on there, it's, I'm Anthony the Vet, on there. And yeah, it's a great new place to connect. He just released it last week. So it's all a new platform.
Awesome. Well, I have some competition then. I'm excited a little bit. I appreciate you, man, so much. Thanks for joining. And those of you who haven't, make sure you download the Mime app. It's also available on Android and iOS. Thank you again, Anthony. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Bevan.
Explore the benefits of cannabis, herbs, adaptogens, and more to improve your daily life. Connect with other members. Attend exclusive classes. And more by downloading our Mimia app.